This is F1 Indie Girls with Shariah and Sherelle. We are two girls who love Formula One and IndyCar. This is our Chinese GP
Wow.
recap. This is gonna be great. Sherelle may or may not have slept through part of the race.
Like the
And
last 10
whatnot,
laps of it.
which really nothing happened, to be honest. It was a pretty good weekend, in my opinion.
I think having, the weather, having like the rain on Friday for the sprint qualifying kind of threw things off, and the fact that it's a track that we haven't been to in 5 years, and they only got one practice to get everything set up. So overall, it was a good weekend though.
China's one of my favorites, not gonna lie. I just love the atmosphere, and there's something about the track. There's something about Turn One that I just love. So we will start off with Love of the Weekend. Go.
Maybe you should go first this time. I think I went first last
Did you go
time.
first last time?
I did go first last time because the same thing happened.
My low of the weekend is what happened to Danny Ricciardo during the race. They were ending a safety car, and so during a safety car, they all get bunched up. And it was kind of just this chain reaction to Alonso locking up, and then Piastri slowed down so he wouldn't hit Alonso. So then Danny slowed down so he wouldn't hit Piastri. And Stroll just wasn't paying attention and ran to the back of him and destroyed his car. And then blamed it on Danny and being like, what is he effing doing? Brake checking me. You look at things. One. He wasn't even looking at what Daniel Ricciardo was doing. He was looking at the corner, not at Danny Ricciardo. And I kid you not, I love Danny so much. His response to Lance, my absolute favorite. I don't want to quote it all, but
He was mad.
he was so pissed. Go look at I think he put it was it's on VCarb's Instagram. It's also on Danny's Instagram. Go look at it if you're curious and don't know what Danny said. I was very not happy. And then he tried to blame it on Stroll basically blamed it on everybody but himself, and I was just not happy about that. Piastri was even like took part of the blame for it because he slowed down to not hit Alonso.
Piastri's reaction, though, was pretty funny too.
It was pretty funny. So,
Because he was basically like, well, nobody else crashed. It
it was literally
was
just him. But Danny slowed down so he wouldn't hit Piastri, but the momentum from Stroll hitting Danny ended up
sending him
into
into
Piastri and
Piastri.
ruining part of Piastri's car. So.
Milo, yeah, you had all that time, and I still am like, what's Milo? Milo of the weekend is Lando's sprint race. Had such high expectations. We were like, oh, Lando's starting on pole, and then what? Second lap in?
First,
First, was it on the first lap? I don't even remember.
by the first corner.
It was the first corner. I just remember he ends up going off and loses multiple places, and yeah, his sprint ruined pretty much.
High of the weekend. My high of the weekend was Lando's P2 in the race. I feel like it kind of made up for the fact that his sprint went garbage. And so he ended up getting P2. I didn't think it was going to happen for a while because they kept going back and forth. But then and then I thought Checo was going to catch him, but Checo didn't catch him. So pretty happy about Norris's P2 in the race. Plus, I think it was very. I always love seeing him on the podium. It's one of my favorite things ever. I am sorry, you can't come up here. You can go. There you go. I'm like, you can't come over here. That was my high of the weekend. I really don't have much to say because we'll talk. I don't want to get too deep into that because that's a huge thing of the race. So.
My high of the weekend, Checo's double overtake on Carlos and Fernando. Beautiful move. And yeah, got him up into the podium spots, which made me happy. So is my high of the weekend.
We love that. Let's see. Do we want to talk about the sprint stuff, or do we just want to talk about the race?
I mean, I feel like we kind of covered. I mean, we can talk briefly about the sprint. I mean, we kind of already talked about some of it. We had obviously Lando starting out on pole for the sprint, with Hamilton right behind him. By the first
First corner.
corner, Lewis was already ahead. And then we had Lando go off into the runoff, got passed by multiple people. And then obviously it didn't take very long for Max to go get in front.
By lap 10,
Yeah,
Max was in
by lap
front.
10, he was in front. You had a good fight. It was a good DRS train going on behind Fernando. We had the obviously we had Carlos, Checo, Charles. We had Lando behind Charles for a little bit. So yeah, you had eventually got to the point where it was Check, not Checo, Carlos and Alonso fighting. That kind of cost them some time. Checo ended up passing both of them. And then Carlos and Charles both got past Alonso and they kind of fought with each other. I feel like that's really all that happened in the.
Alonso DNF'd.
Yes, Alonso did DNF.
Don't
I
ask
do remember that.
me. I was asleep during that part.
I don't remember why he DNF'd, but he did DNF.
I don't know. I didn't know he DNF'd. To be
Yes,
honest, I fell
I
asleep.
do remember that.
Me and my dad watched it pretty late. So we had a busy Saturday. So we watched it pretty late.
Let's see what else. Yeah, I feel like that was really it for the sprint race. You had your Max, Lewis, and Checo as your top three. And then Charles and Carlos, and then the McLarens. So.
Norris Piastri, Russell. Oh, I don't know why we're not talking about this. It's literally the Chinese Grand Prix,
Oh, yes.
and we're not talking about the one and only Chinese driver who happened to make it into Q3 in the sprint
Qualifying.
qualifying, which I think was really good for not only him, but also for the Chinese crowd. I think it's one of my favorite crowds to watch when like you have a driver who like they haven't never had a driver like that, like Yuki or in Australia, when you just have the less popular,
Yeah, it's always good to see.
countries and they do a home race. It's one of my favorites.
Yep.
But he made it into Q3 in qualify the sprint qualifying and managed to stay up in the top 10 for the sprint. He ended up in P9, which I think was one of the best results we've seen from a Sauber in so long. Bottas wasn't very far behind
Just
him in
one
P10,
place away from
P12.
finishing in the points, so.
He was only like, what, 6 seconds behind Russell
Yeah.
at the end, which.
I think it's considered not bad.
No, that was really good. I was really, really proud of Joe this weekend. He didn't necessarily have the best qualifying. He was out in Q1,
One.
but he ended up being, what was it, P14. So he made up 2 spots in the race, and with that, I thought it was really, really special that they put up a sign for Zhou on the grid for him to park and to kind of have like his own little thing,
Yeah.
which I thought was really, really special. He didn't score points, but he still finished, I feel like, finished really well in both the sprint and in
The
the
race.
race. I was very impressed. I kind of got a little emotional when I saw him at the very end and everything. I think that was another high of my weekend, was seeing Zhou race, because he's been waiting for his whole life. He's never raced in Shanghai. Ever.
Waiting for his home race. So.
And they were supposed to have it last year, but things happened and they didn't have it last year. So they had it this year. But speaking of the race, we had, of course, our winner, Max Verstappen. What a surprise. He did what he needed to do. I feel like there's not much to say. Then, of course, we kind of touched on it, but we had the Daniel Ricciardo and Stroll incident, which makes me so
Happened
mad.
during the safety car, like
It
at the
happened.
be safety car restart,
Yeah, happened at
and
the
then
restart.
it brought out another
Another
safety
safety car.
car. So we had, like the first part of the race, there wasn't a whole lot going on. Yes, we had some passing towards the front, and then some of the people had made their first round of pit stops, a few had stayed out. So we had like Charles and Lando and stuff who had not come into pit at all yet. Pretty
They were
much,
on the one stop.
yeah, they were going for the one stop. So everybody else had kind of made their stops, were coming, and just, making their way back up through the field. And then who was it?
Bottas's engine just
Yes.
stopped. He had an
Yes.
engine failure.
Yep. And so they originally did just yellow flags. And then they decided to do a virtual safety car. And so Lando and Charles both pit under the virtual safety car. So they got their stops in. And then after that, they decided to make it a full safety car.
Because the marshals couldn't safely move
Yeah.
Bottas's car.
So. They did a full safety car that brought in a lot of other drivers to the pits. And then there's a few who were just on random strategies after. So, but at the ending of that safety car is when the whole Danny
Danny and Stroll
Stroll
incident.
incident. There was also an incident between Yuki and was it Magnussen?
Nico.
Nico. I was like, I knew it was one of the past drivers.
Think it was Nico?
Yeah. Between Yuki and the, yeah.
No, it was Magnussen.
Okay, yeah. Between Yuki and Magnussen, Yuki ended up having to retire the car. So not a great day for Arby.
Because Hulkenberg made it into P10, and
Yeah.
Magnussen fell behind
Yeah.
due to that.
But yeah, so that brought out another safety car. And then everybody survived the second restart, like safety car restart. And after that, it was kind of just everyone, like there wasn't a ton, I feel like, that happened after that. It was just kind of everybody trying to make their tires work. We had Alonso, who they had put onto soft tires. So he had to pit again and stuff, where everybody else just kind of stayed out on the tires they were on. But yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. We had Nico Hülkenberg scored some points for Haas, so that was a good thing. I mean, 1 point. Another like huge thing, I feel like, and not as I think it is a huge thing, that the commentators were talking about was that there's rumors about F1 extending points down to 12th place. Commentators brought up this really good point, and those who watch IndyCar will know that this works very well, because when they add points, excuse me, when they add points to the back of, like, lower down the grid, you get a lot more fighting throughout the whole grid than you do if it's just the top 10. Because, yeah, you have people who, like, will sit there and, like, fight to be in the top 10, but then you have the midfield drivers who, like,
Feel like there's not
there's
much.
nothing that they can do. I mean, they try. They're sitting there and they're trying to get to that top 10, but they're midfield drivers for a reason. They're not the top teams.
And really, this year with the top teams, like you kind of have your top four or five teams, that leaves very little
Leaves very little space for the rest of
them unless
everyone
something
else.
happens to one of those top few drivers. And so I think
Yeah.
where the midfield is so tight, to have a few more point scoring positions would kind of
Even the
bring
commentators
out
were like,
more.
if we have points going down, you know, whether it's down to 12th or everybody gets points, we would see a lot more fighting because it's more points, you know. Of course, the higher you place, the more points you get, which you're going to see more fighting in the midfield because people aren't going to, like, not saying that anyone gives up, but you are going to see a lot more, like, I need to go and try and pass this person versus some people who just stay behind them because what's the point in passing them if there's no, you know, reward. And I feel like you see that in IndyCar where everybody is fighting everybody. You see passing in the front, you see passing in the back, you see passing in the midfield. Like, it's just constantly
Yeah, I feel like that's actually one of
exciting.
my favorite things about IndyCar, is because it does create so much more. Like, I feel like there is constant, like, no matter where they're at on track, they're gonna push as hard as they can because those points can make all the difference.
Yeah. I also feel like there would be a lot more, like, not only does it bring fighting, like, in the field, but, like, you also have the championship battle would be so much more closer than what it is, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like,
Because,
there's
okay, you have
so
a bad
many
weekend,
gaps.
you're still
You're
at least getting a
still
few
getting
points.
some points, and we wouldn't have the gaps we have. I mean, there are so many big gaps between so many different things.
Like, and so many different, like, you have the teams that are, like, nowhere, and then the
Because
teams
they
that
are
are,
always at the back, like the
yeah.
Williams, Alpine, Sauber, RB,
Like, I feel
are
like it would
all,
just
and
create a
Haas,
little bit more.
always at the back. So it's like, I feel like it would create a lot more. So I am 100% pro extending points. I think it would be great for the race. I think it'd be great for the drivers. I feel like we'd see a lot more action. Overall, I think it would be good. We talked about Alonso going on to the softs towards the end of the race. He ended up making it work and taking that fastest lap away from Max, and so he was able to get that extra point for the fastest lap. Everybody agreed with Nico Rosberg and voted for Lando's driver of the day. I didn't watch it live, but I would have voted for Lando, but also I probably would have voted for Joe, just to give Joe, I think he had a great drive, but also just the fact that it was his home race. I think that'd be very special for him. What else? Am I trying to think if there's anything else? Oh, I was looking at practice results, and they really did not show what the rest of the weekend was going to look like. So I thought that was kind of funny. Like, you had the Ferraris back at like 13, 14, and Lando back at P16, and the Haas and Alpine and RB up in the top 10. So, I mean, Haas is usually a good driver, but Lance being P1, that was kind of surprising, not gonna lie. Trying to think if there was really anything else. I know Mercedes was kind of disappointed in the result that they got. They got a decent result. Like, it wasn't a bad result. But Hamilton, starting from, where did he start?
He started 18th.
18th and made it up 9th to 9th.
Yeah.
So that
Like,
was.
still, obviously, for Mercedes, very frustrating. But, I mean,
I mean, their car kind of sucks this year, so they gotta do what
yeah.
they gotta do. They got
And they have both
points.
said that, like, they have a lot of work before Miami here in 2 weeks. A
Yeah.
week, well, a week and a half at this point. By the time this comes out, it'll be a week and a half.
We are recording this early, so.
But it'll be interesting to see what happens. Because I feel like at this point, Mercedes is just kind at this point, I would say they're like the fourth fastest team most of the
Well,
time.
I
But
mean,
sometimes.
that's what the constructors say at the moment.
Yeah.
Is that their fourth? So,
You really have Ferrari and McLaren fighting for that second place, with Mercedes just a little bit behind them.
a lot
Okay,
behind.
yeah, I was like, I shouldn't say a little bit. It's been kind of bad.
And Ferrari is really far ahead of McLaren right now because Sainz has been on the podium more.
Yeah, but I feel like from weekend to weekend, like
Weekend to
what you
weekend, it's
see.
Ferrari and McLaren fighting each other,
Yeah.
and Mercedes and Aston Martin are kind of just there. And then
Yeah.
you have the other five teams, and they're all just there.
Yes.
But I don't know if there's really anything else to touch on. Like, I'm gonna be completely honest, it wasn't like there was a whole lot of interesting things going on this race. We had the safety cars and things and Joe's special moments, Max winning per usual. Lando got pole for the sprint qualifying. Other than that, I don't know if there's anything else.
So that kind of, wraps up our Chinese GP recap. We will also be putting out our Long Beach recap, but we'll do it in a separate episode. That way, for those of you who don't really care about IndyCar, you don't have to listen to it. But thank you for joining us this week, and we hope you will join us next week for our. What podcast is it next week?
Nameless.
No, we have a race this weekend. It's an IndyCar race.
We don't have F1, though. That's why I'm saying it's a nameless F1 week.
Okay, yeah. We don't have an F1 podcast next week. But we will still have IndyCar to go over next week. So, if you want to listen to that,
If not,
if you don't
join
aren't
us in 2
currently
weeks.
watching, IndyCar and you want something to do on your non F1 weekends, highly suggest
Well,
watching IndyCar.
basically from here on out, except for I think 1 weekend, it's a double weekend for most weekends.
Yeah.
Except for a couple.
Yeah.
But we do recommend still watching it. It's pretty fun. One of my favorites.
Yeah. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.